The Coalition of Immokalee Workers, or CIW, wants Publix to know. Publix, escuchar, estamos en la lucha. Publix, listen, we're in the fight. CIW has been en la lucha for nearly a decade now. In the case of Wendy's, it's been even longer. That fight's been going on since 2005, when the Alliance for Fair Food first wrote a letter to Wendy's asking the company to join the Fair Food program to ensure humane wages and working conditions for those who pick its produce.
There was no response, but annually and periodically we would call on them again to join. Meanwhile, four of their competitors have joined, McDonald's, Yum Brands, Burger King, and Subway, leaving them as the odd person out. Even Chipotle has joined, for goodness sake.
That's Reverend Noelle D'Amico. She first got involved with the Coalition of Immokalee Workers in 1999 as a staff member for the United Church of Christ. CIW went on to create the Fair Food Program, and D'Amico became a senior fellow at the National Economic and Social Rights Initiative. Though the march began in front of a Publix, D'Amico says it's meant to engage Publix, not boycott the store.
We have been calling on Publix quietly for a long time, but we opened a campaign in 2009, and we said explicitly that we needed them to come on board and ensure human rights in their own backyard.
Immokalee farm worker Cruz Solucio also noted Publix's proximity.
La parte de Publix, pues ellos están aquí mismo, saben del problema.
The problem with Publix is they're right here. They know the problem.
Por la parte de Wendy's, ellos han comprado tomate aquí por años aquí en la Florida, pero cuando hemos invitado a ellos a ser parte del programa, se han ido a México a comprar tomate.
The problem with Wendy's is they bought tomatoes here in Florida for years, but when we asked them to be a part of the program, they instead went back to buying from Mexico. Wendy's officials would not do an interview. In a statement, Wendy's spokesperson Heidi Schauer said the fast food chain does not believe joining the Fair Food program is the only way to act responsibly. It believes in the goals of any organization that seeks to improve human rights, but does not believe in paying another company's employees. Tampa was the last stop on CIW's two-week Return to Human Rights tour, so for now, the group is back in Immokalee to prepare for the next round of the decade-long fight. For WGCU News, I'm Rachel Iacoboni in Tampa.